From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers reading Finding Fay by L. Hawley. Now let's begin. This is the fairyland, O spite of spites. We talk with goblins, owls, and sprites. William Shakespeare, A Comedy of Errors. Chapter 1. Move-ins and Breakups. Breakups are like broken noses. They both suck. A lot. And they both give you that eye-stinging, face-numbed-with-pain feeling. Okay, I've never had a broken nose, but I imagine it has to feel similar to this. In 1.2 miles, turn right. The robotic female voice of the car's navigation system cuts through the silence, and I glance out the window at the familiar landscape rushing by, monotonous lines of tall evergreens with the occasional driveway. I avoid looking up front, even when I hear the woman in the passenger seat shifting to look at me. "Almost there," she says. I feel my jaw tighten at the pity coating her voice. I know if I looked, I'd see the same feeling in her eyes, two pools of warm, blue sympathy. I wish she'd stop trying to be nice to me right now. "Okay," I finally say, keeping my voice as distant as possible. I hug my backpack to my chest.
"Do your parents know you're coming back today now instead of Sunday?"
the man in the driver's seat asks. "No," I think. "Yes," I say in a way that invites no other questions. I squeeze my backpack even harder, like I'm a drowning person and it's the only thing keeping me afloat. Silence settles on the car again. Truthfully, I prefer the awkward silence to the forced conversation. My mind runs through the events of the past few months, as if this time, maybe, I can make sense of it. Damien and I had hit a rough patch. At least that's what I was calling it when I talked to Maggie and Cam about it. He just didn't seem to want to do anything with me. We even went a whole week without talking. And then, today. We started the day early in Damien's car, the trunk stuffed full and bags stacked high in the back seat. There was even a backpack shoved between us in the front seat. I should have known then that something was off, that our rough patch was worse than I had thought. If there's anything I've learned about Damien after 10 months of dating, it's that he loves reaching for my hand during car rides. One of my favorite things about Damien was how his hand would always find mine when we were driving anywhere. Instead, we spent the 4-hour car ride from Duluth to Winona separated by a backpack filled with an inexplicable number of shoes. Seriously, Damien has an unhealthy obsession. I remember studying what I could see of him over his bag of shoes between us, taking in his thick eyebrows, his square jaw, and his blonde hair gelled back out of his face. Not for the first time, I wondered to myself how we had ended up together. Him, the consummate jock, and me, the ADHD girl with a penchant for Shakespeare. The answer to that is a forced collaboration during science class. He'd shown up late, and I needed a partner for the lab that day. Fast forward 10 months, and we're still together. He's off to college, and I'm along for the ride to help him move into his dorm and to visit for the weekend before I head home.
"What?"
he'd asked me when he noticed me staring at him. We were driving through Lake City, and I could see sailboats sprinkled across the lake, little triangles of color amidst the blue waves. "Nothing," I'd said quickly. "You're cute, that's all." The fact that he didn't quite meet my eyes should have been another red flag in a long line of red flags I kept ignoring because I didn't want to see them. Even when we'd gotten out to stretch, he'd been distant, rushing into the Quick Trip for snacks and leaving it just as quickly after I'd used the restroom. I ended up talking to his parents as we stood in line to buy pop and gas. Their car was also filled to the brim with their son's worldly possessions. By the time we got back to the cars, he was already waiting in the driver's seat. I thought it had been nerves, you know? He wouldn't be the first college freshman nervous to move away from family and friends. But then, when we were helping him move into his dorm room, his roommate, Chet,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?